Tav Hei, we're holding in Sif Hei. In Berach Shechiyano al Novi, the person said a Shechiyano on grapes, Kishi Yista Yayin Chodesh, Eno Kozer Umavorek. He doesn't make a new bracha when he drinks wine. That's, he already made a bracha on Novim. The wine is not considered distinct from that to the point of be separate bracha. Okay, Zog to the Mishnah Berurah Teswa. Eno Chazim Vorek. Filim Shosi Le Acher Abarim Yom. Even if the wine is at least 40 days old, which means it's not only as it started to ferment, but it's reached, in Halacha, we assume 40 days, it's reached a state where it's really wine. Shet Nisqazak Hayayim Yesha Tam Acher Min Hamboyal Hanovim. Now it's a new flavor, it's not just the grape juice, but it's something more than that. Even so, but this is all part of the celebration of the grapes, which are now available to make the wine.
Because
when he made the bracha on the grapes, it was with the understanding that now we have the grapes available, the new crops, we can make new wine. They disagree. So even though you knew it was coming, but you celebrated the grapes, and now when you have this new entity called wine, it's something which was not here yet, and now when it arrives, there's a new layer of simcha, and that's be a reason to make a bracha. Mm-hmm. So a person did make a shechiyano on grapes. So now when you start the new wine for the year, so it would be appropriate to try and find a way to make a shechiyano on the wine through making a shechiyano on a different fruit or making a shechiyano on a garment. Okay? Because they leave their garment as a yayin to include the wine as well. I'm birat tchila shechiyano on a yayin, but let's say the vice versa. But if you made a shechiyano on the wine, you've not made any shechiyano on grapes yet, that's all the time of the kuliyama ain't chazir the vor shechiyano on a wine, being more choshev and being the result of the grapes, shechiyano on that will include the new crop of grapes as well. It's still grape juicy. So we see that this is like the new wine. If it totally ferments and it looks the same as last year's wine, you can't tell the difference anymore. At that point in time, there's nothing distinct about this year's wine versus last year's wine. I mean, this is the only fruit which you have this issue, because you know we're comparing this year's apples, last year's apples, because by the time we get to this year's apples, in a place where they were cyclical, there's no last year's apples anymore. But this is the only case where you have something which can be from year to year is the wine. And I don't have the same simcha when it looks the same thing as it looks like it's really last year's wine. So you don't make that wrong. Okay. Sif Vop. Pri Shena Miskadesh Mishana Lashon. If you have a fruit which doesn't go through a cycle, it stays on the tree. It's available on the tree throughout the year. Even though you personally have not eaten from this in a very long time, so it's a new fruit for you. It's a new. I haven't had it in a year. But if it's constantly available on the tree, just I only use it for Rosh Hashanah for my shechiyano on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So I only eat it once a year. I'm very machpel not to eat it the rest of the year because I want to lose my shechiyano. But if it's really available the whole time, so there's no shechiyano on it. So it's not totally in the person independently. It's totally in the the cyclical nature of the fruit. If it has two cycles, that's also fine. However, it has no set time when it produces, so then you don't make a bracha. That's understanding why, like we saw before, we saw at the beginning of the siman, the Be'er Halacha pointed out that Shechyanu Mikra then applies to vegetables as well. But he said the example would be the last would be like zucchinis or these type of things. They do have a cyclical nature, but greens, the vegetables which are yerokus, I'm not sure what they mean. They don't have. I don't know where he's referring to. Because some of these plants are through the winter they're still growing out of the ground. So those are sure would happen, but not make a bracha on those. Some of them do. I don't know. Those you should get a bracha. Okay. Sadeh Mishnah Berurah Siman Sif Katan Tes Zayin. So a pre which is not mischadish mishana l'shana. It's learned. I feel the b'mosa karav enam mishana mimari. So even in the winter, it doesn't lose its. It looks the same. Could go in esrog. The best example of this would be the esrog. Okay, galbna shadar bilana mishana l'shana. Or other types of fruits which stay on the tree through the winter. Since it stays flowering, growing throughout the year, you don't feel the same type of emotional reaction when it comes anew. Or something which doesn't have a normal time in the year when it comes available. Okay. It's the first time in his life he's had a chance to eat chicken. Okay, but it's chickens. Chickens are not totally in any cycle, so you would. You never ate this type of fish beforehand. It's a totally new flavor. You don't make a shechiyanu lazman that we've arrived to this time. So this time is not you. I'm so happy that I've arrived to my personal moment in life, the momentous moment when I've tasted this type of fish. That's not what it means. It means that the world has arrived at this the time that now the world is that these fruits are here again available in the world. Well, the fish is always available. So the fact that he's personally has not consumed it is irrelevant. So he didn't eat any of it. Other people have eaten it during that time. So therefore, it's not considered a dinner shechiyanu. Fine. So that really comes down to, the people buy shechiyanu fruits for Rosh Hashanah. You have to be careful. Well, I haven't had a star fruit since last Rosh Hashanah. But if star fruits would always be available throughout the year, so it doesn't help me. The fact that I haven't had a star fruit since last Rosh Hashanah. It's not up to me, it's up to the nature of the fruit. You say, no, okay, they are cyclical. We can't just go to any fruit and say, well, I haven't had this in a whole year, so I can make a shechiyanu on it. It depends, if it's available or not. Now, the Mishnah provides alchemeian upitrios and mushrooms and something of a fungi. In the Rosh Hashanah, the Amalehem ain't Zman Kavua. They have no Zman Kavua because Gami Avir hang there in Lomi Karka. They don't grow out of the ground. They grow out, they don't have a root system. So they're like growing out of the air. So they're like Oifizel type of things are the same thing. Okay. Nudin. So there's a plant, a lilac plant for about 2 or 3 weeks during the year. It puts out a very, very beautiful smell. And that's it. And it goes away. And you get it again a year later. For example, verid. Something else which is used for smell, obviously pleasant. There's a machlok as well. You say birchas shechiyanu on them. Menogu shalom lebarech. The minhag is not to make their bracha. Fine. Yesh shem etzal gedim utzloim shorgilim ischadish pamayim b'shana. Bevarchol em shechiyanu. Shechiyan. These animals give birth twice a year to little goats and to sheep, and to lambs. So, and that happens. It usually happens twice in a year. So they hold him in Kesheviano because it's like a new season. And that's a push that's true. And the Ma'aseh Minhag is not to make that bracha.
What about the farmer?
A person who's a farmer or a shepherd, and his animal gives birth to the new sheep, he doesn't make a shechiyanu on the sheep.
My mother said that where she came from in Hungary, they didn't eat tomatoes. They thought it was poisonous. So she got to America to see that tomatoes are okay. In a situation like that, would you make shechiyanu?
No, except if when she got to America. Tomatoes nowadays are not really so cyclical. But I'm sure once upon a time they were.
No, I'm not asking about the cyclical, but you know, it's Devar Shalom Nerchah. So there they thought it was something not eaten. So now she comes
and
it's a new thing.
Yeah, it wouldn't make a difference. You'd have to be cyclical. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Considered cyclical is, so a lot of things are more available the whole year, even if they're more available at certain parts of the year.
So Mishnah Berurah to talk about a little bit more in the next Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah talks about it as well. In the sense of a lot of things that really are available, you can store them for quite some time and then, you know, and put them out, make them available to eat. So would you make a bracha when the new crops hit the market, they had a reason to make a bracha because the old crop never left the market. So, So we said, if it's mischad shtei pamim b'shana, you'll make shechiyanu the whole pamim each time. So you say shechiyanu twice. Kimin alchaponim b'mizman l'zman. It only occurs in a semi-regular fashion. That's enough to allow you to make the bracha of a shechiyanu. But something which doesn't have a zman kavua l'gidulai, gets a shechiyanu. So I made kol hashana, right? Something which is there the whole time. You don't make a shechiyanu. That's why we don't make a shechiyanu on vegetables. They make kol hashana b'karka because it's there the whole year. Not all your rakas have that nature, but some do. Shechiyanu was on for something which is, it reached a new stage. It's a new cycle. So they don't make a bracha. Okay, it's not common by most rakas. Most don't stick around from year to year. Sorry. Ochain be'emes and in most kim is a chulin of efshad mshum. Then the chalak ben yorik liyorik. Maybe the pesach here was saying, but people will confuse the different types. You say, you know what? Don't make a chiyon. One shot. B'yesh afarish oid the kavanah shem mor b'mashik kozav b'ayman akol shana b'kar. As my midah moist b'kar ke b'bayrus b'ayman akol kaimas hashan. That they store it underground. Now, not that it's growing from the cargo, they store it underground. Now we have the same problem. Once you put them out of the store, they all look the same. Even though some people store it, not minutes, the amount of people which do that is minimal, and therefore it doesn't define the approach most people have to take to it. Fine. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Fizet Pashas, Dein Lavor Shechiyano Al Pri Hu Adama Shekaren Erd Apple. Erd Apple is a pomme de terre, which is a potato. Okay. What do they call nowadays? There it's a soul.
Tepuch Adama.
Tepuch Adama, right? The apple of the ground. So you don't buy. They're a element in the Hatam of some of the burrs, the Kharif of Miskayim's own knob. Potatoes you do store, you don't really see any type of deterioration in them. For the most, and once that's true, that you store it, you don't see the deterioration. So it's not nicker between the new ones and the old ones. So you don't make them rough. Fine. The fees are pushed at the end of our shakhiyan opinion, but the Mishkarnir Apple, the Habitar Cholim, the Habitar Cholim had been a son of a bar, the Chard of his Kaimers run up. People store it in the cellars, and it keeps a long time. V'shem Shlach Kosu Achredim. Then the Mishkarnir Apple, Shum Yor Chodesh, V'chein Al Lechem Chodesh, Dei Nikr Bein Chodesh Ayoshin. All these things, we don't see anything unique about them. They look the same, so you know, there's no Din Bracha. But if you do say Bracha, what happens? V'olam Yitru, people are going to make a mistake based on what you're doing and assume that you're supposed to make these brachas, even though these things are not new, because they don't see the difference. And that's the bracha matala. Because I'm going to run the Mikamakam of Rachel Harifus, Shayusim Midagan Chodesh, Shidakarm Hatev Shem Chodesh. Even though we make this type of like a broth, gruel out of this wheat, the daga. So we say, once you make it into something else, it's not nicker. And the answer is, the karm hey tev shem chadashim, it's noticeable. Even though they look different, they taste the same, so people don't see the sort of things. And they'll confuse last year's supply with this year's supply. There's no bracha. We ask them after brachas, therefore we don't take a chance, we don't make a bracha. Okay. Yes, my brothers. Mekitni shehem chadashim, new beans. Mekarm shehem chadashim. Karm shehem yirukim. Adayim mixes. You can tell that they're still new. Near sheyuchal levar shachiyon. You'll make a bracha on them. They're not yirukas. They're beans. They are very clearly distinctly cyclical. Chimashi yarabu. Fine. Amir liftin shikaron meirin veribin vugerkis mevorchaleim shachiyon. So. Marin is carrots. Okay, Urgis is pickled cucumbers. And ribbon, it says over here, ribbon over here is left, it's just turnip. So you make a bracha shachiyonu on these things, you do make a bracha shachiyonu. Okay, so the Moshe Dish over here says, it addresses the question of nowadays, since they're available the whole year, do the mice of the fruit itself is cyclical. So do you make a bracha or not? So first sheet over here quotes from Riyash, that nowadays you don't make a shachiyonu because they're always available. He brings the Moshe says the same thing. He says, the mice, he says, I'm more inclined to say you don't make a shachiyonu, but the mice, you should be made for brachas. Especially shachiyonu, which shachiyonu on a fruit is considered a rishus. Now he points out, and this is true even though when they're out of season they're much more expensive. So it's clearly, there's an indicator when it's in the new season, because the price drops. But the item itself, if it's not knicker. Or let's say it's only available in certain stores, you know, the very high-end product. So during the year, it's only available in these fancy stores. And when it's in season, it's available everywhere. So that should be an argument. That should be an argument to say that. So there clearly is a distinct difference between them. So that's not true. The question the person grapple with is that if you can tell that there's a taste test, the fruits when in season are much more tasty than the ones which are not in season, which you're cultivating, whatever it is. So grapefruit tastes better when they're in season, December and January, than they are many times in the summer. So that is the argument of the people said that you do make a bracha on these things, even though they're potentially available, is because there's clearly a distinct change through the flavor which takes place at the beginning of a new season. Sif Zion. Emiro Shachyano al Haboiser, al Kshashilo Hashkarla Sadabim Bechain Bechol Pri Akar Gemara. So we mentioned this before, that there's different stages of the bracha of when you eat fruit, eat specifically when you eat grapes. And the stage is called Boiser. It means it wasn't fully ripened. So you don't make a Shachyano on that. You have to wait till you feel like you have the precious pre as it should be, and that excitement allows you to say the shachiyonu, but not when it's early, when it's not completed, you don't have that type of excitement, so you don't make a bracha. And he says that that's true with each tree when it's achar gomri, mishabur your test, achar gomri, shalom reshiyah nigmar legarmi b'tayv lemachal. It has to be the point that it's really edible. So the Taz over here quotes this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that a person should try and get his hands on, get available new fruits and taste the new fruits. Now the Yerushalmi actually says it's not limiting himself to Erev Shana. But in general, he says that a person will come to Shemaim after 120 years, and the Bereshim will say, why didn't you taste this fruit that I made for you? Right? So, it's a taina, I guess it's once in a lifetime taina, besides the fact that you should want to take advantage of every single year. Okay. So, Sif Ches already moves away from the bracha Shechianu to other brachas that we say on different types of misshapen individuals. Sivchas, a roi kushi v'gichor person who is black or person who is red, Hanushu Odom Harbe, he's very red, was Halavkin, or a person, the Hanushu Lovin Harbe, extremely white, like an albino type of a thing. Makipeach, the Hanushu Bitno Godol, Mitech Ovium Nearest Kamosim Kupacha, is a person who seems to be bent over due to the size of his stomach. Now, there's a person who's a midget. Vaha Dura Koino, the Hanu Mishahu Moli Yabelis, person has a lot of diablos. Some say it's an extremely freckled individual, but usually your bells user used to think of something more than a freckle. Upituye Harosh, which means Shakol Saras of the Buka Zebezet. His hair is sort of like slicked together naturally. Besapil Besakoif, an elephant or a monkey. Rashi makes unique individuals within each species. Within each being, the Rashi makes unique individuals, unique human beings. Okay, Shabura Chav, Akipeach the Hainu. So. V'ruchares mashat tohu orich v'katan. So he's thin, but he's tall, and now he has this bloating, whatever it is, of his stomach that forces him to bend over. V'shadaku and yochel lispol kamasa. Since he's thin, he doesn't be able to throw his shoulders back and carry all that weight. He doesn't have that strength. He's thin. V'nichlo he'll bend forward, but darim kimi shochi yosav shmutos. It's like his discs were literally missing, so he bent forward, and it takes away some of the pain. And he said the case of the person, which is Petir Rosh, which all of his hairs are slicking together. Menarlan Kain Mimei Imor, this is talking about the person was born with this type of property. If it happened afterwards, so the bracha is not Rishana Briyas, the person himself says Dayanu MS. Remember Dayanu MS. Okay.
Why does he say that?
If a person was, we say Rishana El Shem Malchus, a person would have some type of, if a person was not born like this, at some point he was stricken with this type of affliction. So it's not Rishana Briyas, it's the Dayanu MS. Okay. Which we'll see in the next sif. Should we start the next sif? That's a good question. Yeah. Sif test. Haraya Sachiger. Person sees somebody who is lame. Besakitea, or a person which not only does not have a leg that worked, but has actually been amputated. It's assumed somebody is blind. Shkin, a person who has this type of illness called shkin, because he has a lot of dark spots in his body. So these are all how the person was born. From birth, he already had these defects. So Mishana Briyas. But if it happened after his words, this is where we quoted before Dayan Rames, he makes a bracha of Dayan Rames. V'yech misharm edadavka am misha mitzayrolov. This bracha is only because a person feels bad about it. You feel bad about him. But if you see a goy with that, it doesn't bother you that much, so you don't make a bracha. So it's not one of these brachas that you make every 30 days. I haven't seen you in 30 days. Let's make the bracha. The first time he sees it, prisonly spall from the unique element over here, how this person is different. So make the bracha once in your life, and once on that person in your lifetime. They disagree and said it's a birchas ariyah. He hasn't seen him in 30 days. He sees him again. It makes a strong impact in him seeing the person like that. So he make a bracha at that point in time. Okay. Mishmur Chav Deis. Hakitayav Shenik Dula Yadav. Sorry. He says over here it's the Chigir is a person who's lame in a leg, and Kitayav is a person who's missing an arm. Suma Mishtayenov, he's blind in both eyes. Right. Dakis, or we had somebody who has these small nakudas, small dots. Hanashiyesh on nakudas kadoshim adumim exas. He has these little points in his body which look like red lentils. Yeah. Between the freckles, you have white skin. And that's why you call it boyak, because it's boyak is a stronger. But against the drearier elements, it seems more noticeable the light color. Or the light color makes the dark color more noticeable. However, this is people live there. This is called normal how they grow. There's no use to make any bracha. None of the yinemes. The person only has it because of being exposed to the sun, which means if it stops, the sun will go away. Near the Kulyama ain't Lavarthosa. So a person has a strong tan, he looks dark. So yeah, but at the end of the summer, after the summer's over, he'll go back to his day job, desk job, and he won't look so dark anymore. She won't make a bracha on that. Mimi Imam Kafe, Koyakulu, Lavada Kitea, is referring to all of them except for the case of the Kitea. If it happened afterwards, we worked in a mess. It happened to him because he punished him. And he says, okay, I'm sorry. Because the Bershim gives punishments, he gives them for a reason. So it's a Dayanamess. He's a Dayan. It's only something that you care about. It's tar love. Kainami brichas ayanamis. Deino shayach ella lemishim istar matzik. And then the person feels bad, and therefore he's feeling bad. He's upset about it, and he says, "Hashem, I trust your judgment." Abu brichas shanabius lo shayach b'mistar dafka. Meet the habi apil b'kayf. But there's no requirement of feeling bad to say shanabius horaya. We say shanabius on a peel or on an elephant, and I don't feel bad. So, regards to the bracha of the Yeremes, the emotion plays a role. Regards to the bracha of Mishana Briyas, the emotion doesn't play any role. Chav Ches. Okay. I will akim, it's a goy, Muslim Sikhanaka, who didn't call me Shenemi Staralov. It's love Dakka goy. You might have some Jews you don't care about either. But we assume that the goy you don't care about. Okay. Then we said, the Rambam said, you mevorach it the first time. So let's start with the raw kushi, akri. It's a different kushi. Not only do you not make the bracha again on this individual, don't make the bracha again on any other. You've seen him once. But Tom. The point is unique element of the shini, which is mechayev the bracha. Well, that always is not true the second time. As much as that's true on Shoshana Bris, in the Gaeta Dayanamis, if you're ready, we're matzik to din. Why are you matzik to din again? That's only, it's not everybody except for it's dafka, the bracha said dafka somebody cares about. If If another relative then ends up the same thing, so that, I don't know, that increases his tsar. It's not like, oh, I'm already familiar with this. So you make a bracha on that as well. Okay. Lamed. Where's it going on? Even over here, there's a din of shloshim yom. The ma'isa yesh lahar is the bracha achar shloshim yom b'lashem malchus. So the best idea is to say the bracha you've seen one time, it's been more than 30 days, say it again without a shame of malchus. B'shashim yom, pirish l'ro achar, yotzibay b'shash l'shim yom. And now, this halacha of 30 days means he hasn't seen this individual, or anybody like that individual, during that time. So that's, but if a person's seen somebody like him, so he, within 30 days, he says Mishana Briyas, now this person who was extremely white, he's an albino. So he makes a Mishana Briyas on that. Now within the next 30 days, he sees a different person as an albino, so he doesn't make a bracha within 30 days. Right? Now he sees the first guy again after 30 days. So yeah, but he already saw somebody else in between. So you don't make a bracha. Okay. The Mishnah doesn't really give us a reason why we should not make a bracha of Shem Malchus on the peel and on the kaif. Some suggest maybe because of the smell.
What bracha on
okay.
Elephant run?
Okay, let's hold it here.
We got to it.
We got to, good.